And Steve Wilkes will be a very busy drummer this weekend. Saturday night and Sunday morning, he'll be playing in the musical ensemble that will perform the world premiere of a new Christmas cantata titled We Have Seen Him at First United Methodist Church in Bella Vista. The work is composed by Dan Knight, a jazz pianist and composer, a man who has been nominated for the Pulitzer Prize for another composition, the Walt Whitman Suite. Yesterday, Dan Knight, who teaches and composes at the University of Iowa, came to KUAF to talk about tomorrow's world premiere. And he says now that it's written and about to be performed, he's experiencing a range of emotions.
It's relief, exhilaration, just excitement now, I think, as much as anything else, you know, because we have fine musicians, fine singers, a fine director in Dr. Larry Zering, a fine church, brave people who are willing to come and listen, and a beautiful story to tell, which is the best part of the whole process.
This, as you mentioned, as you alluded to, there is a chorus. Mm-hmm. There are musicians. Now, you said you listened to as you hear it in your head. How much have you heard played by human beings?
The parts played by human beings have been limited to what I do on my piano. it's one of the nice things about the current music software is you can get mock-ups of people singing and mock-ups of choirs and mock-ups of pianos. But, you know, it doesn't ring until you have the infusion of the human person there, their own particular spirit and the unique voice, and you put it all together that way. It's been there living in my head, and I hear it that way, but it'll be nice to hear it sung back to me now.
What is it like when you do for the first time hear it in a sort of three-dimensional world, like if it was the Walt Whitman Suite the first time you heard that? What happens to you?
I would imagine it's like listening to your child speak back to you. You find out right away that it has a voice that's independent of you. So you recognize the qualities that you think maybe you might have put there. And for my particular approach to composition, especially for this piece, it's felt more like dictation. So it's felt like the piece has kind of told me, go here, do this, and this, and this. And as I listened to it, and it's kind of evolved that way, it's kind of had its own kind of unique purpose and focus. So I've been surprised by it even from the start. So you expect to be surprised in a happy way, and it's kind of like if you've done something in a written word, you know, you will write something and sit and say, well, I think I mean this in this paragraph. And if you've done a piece of poetry, I mean, it's always worked that way. So somebody will read something else into it and go, oh, I got so much meaning from this, or I got so much meaning for that. And I think sometimes musically, you hear a phrase or you hear some notes put together, and I'll have an emotional reaction to that, but I won't really know just exactly if I hear just little snippets at a time what it is or where it's going. So I just have to make note of it, and then as the thing speaks to me as it goes along, that it becomes something bigger, and I go, oh, well, that's what it must have been. And then sometimes there are other things that will come in, and you'll say, well, put this part of this piece in there, and I won't know why, but I'll put it in, and all of a sudden it'll work. So later on, I think, you know, what it really does, it's a kind of convoluted answer, but it's a kind of convoluted process for me. I think eventually what you get is a sense that the music comes through us, not from us.
You are the composer, but you're not going to be sitting in the back listening. You're going to be right there in the middle of it, playing.
Yeah. That's going to be fun for me. That's going to be great fun, and especially with the people with whom I'm working. Larry Zering is a musical brother, so if he's directing the choir, the choir is going to be there with us, and the other musicians with whom I'll be working, Steve Wilkes, Mike Johnson, Al Gibson, are fine musicians, and are people with whom I've worked quite a lot, and we always have almost a symbiotic kind of approach to the whole process. So I think being with them and them with me, we'll hear some new things.
How did this work come about?
That's a really good question. I think Larry Zering and I had talked about the possibility of maybe doing something like this at some time at Bella Vista United Methodist Church, because what we've always done is come down. Except for the last couple of years, I would say, I'd come down about once a year and do something with the Barbara Mashburn Scholarship Foundation, do something to work with them and then work with the kids, and we'd have a benefit concert or something like that, and then as a tie-in to the benefit concert, we'd come and do something at Bella Vista United Methodist Church, and the people there started doing a Mardi Gras party, and I remember it just being enormously successful just from our standpoint, because they would come, and the people of the church would cook gumbo that was just to die for. and we guys just in the group would kind of just sit together and play and just have a riotously good time. And the food was wonderful, and the fellowship was wonderful, and the reason for being there was great. So we kind of did that and did that and did that. And Larry just kind of looked at me, and he said, well, you know, maybe we want to think about doing something else. Maybe we should do something original. What other thing we could do? And what other thing could we do? And it's always kind of been in the back of my mind. It's something I started even about 10 years ago. I said, if I did a treatment of Christmas and did it in the language of jazz, what would it sound like? So I thought, okay, well, maybe we should do something like that. So I think, I forget who started it, but we just kind of said last spring, I think, maybe we might want to, I think Larry sent me an email. That's how it happened. He just kind of sent me an email out of the blue and said, Dan, here's a possibility. How about maybe doing something like this for Christmas? And I said, if we did, we'd have to have the usual suspects. And that's the usual suspects would be Mike Johnson and Steve Wilkes and Al Gibson. And Larry Cangalosi, if he's around, you know, mm-hmm. a great saxophone player. But there's some phenomenal jazz musicians in this area. Just people who can play anything from straight music to classical music to jazz. And it's great to have them around and great to have them as a resource. So I said, well, if we had them as a resource and have you directing a choir, we could do whatever we wanted to do. So the whole idea that I had for this is to take the things from the scripture and put them in with a new background. It's kind of taking a beautiful painting, just a gorgeous painting that you've looked at all your life, and saying, what would it look like in a little different frame? And sometimes it makes all the difference. So, you know, when you have a beautiful, wondrous story like that, and that's what you look for. You look for the story, and you look for where it sings in you. And as I went through the scripture, things just started popping out. It's like, there's a piece of music, there's a piece of music, there's a piece of music. And good example of that was the story of Joseph. You know, I think it's the only time in the Bible you hear about the guy. You know, Joseph mm-hmm. shows up and he's betrothed to Mary, and he's promised, but their marriage is not yet complete. And she shows up expecting a child, and he's thinking, you know, if this happens in society, in their society, it meant that if she was unmarried, it meant that she was an adulteress. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to expose her to that, so he had planned on divorcing her really quietly so that she would have a way out and she wouldn't be disgraced in society. And he had a dream. Of course, this is all, it's like one little spot in the Gospel of Matthew. And he has a dream, and the angel comes to him and says, you know, Joseph, don't worry about this, because what is conceived in Mary is from God. So he's convinced in that dream that he's doing the right thing by marrying her. So he not only is convinced of it, he supports it. And I said, okay, wow, you know, I think maybe that deserves a song. So it's a big part of the whole process, because if you don't have that, then none of the rest of it happens.
Right.
So legalistically or any other way, you know, then if Mary goes off and has the baby alone and is an outcast in society, then you don't get the whole story at all. So it all kind of comes down to that little linchpin. And then from then, the whole miracle of all of it starts happening over and over and over again.
Dan Knight is the composer of We Have Seen Him. A Christmas Cantata. The world premiere of the work will be performed Saturday night, tomorrow night, at First United Methodist Church in Bella Vista. It will also be performed Sunday morning at 10:45 at the church. Dan Knight teaches and composes music at the University of Iowa. This is Ozarks at Large.